Theater Thoughts by Michael Betancourt. I once had to write an essay on who I thought was the most influential theater artist of the 20th century, and I chose Edward L. Bernays. Don't know him? You should. You're in his house. Bernays is often called the father of public relations, a nephew of Sigmund Freud, who worked in Woodrow Wilson's propaganda office during World War I. He pioneered mass marketing and a mass culture, what he called pulling the wires which control the public mind and the engineering of consent. Bernays saw his work as making democracy possible by getting diverse people to work together on common actions so that they wouldn't kill or maim each other. As he put it, the manipulation of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this manner if they are to live together as a smoothly functioning society. So much for good intentions. Because of what Bernays kickstarted, we can be as easily engineered to support immoral wars as to buy the newest soaps. It's not my point to defend or criticize what Bernays did. It's to show that, in terms of the essay that I had to write, the effect of Bernays's form of theatrical manipulation far outstripped the influence of any other artist or artistic production, both in breadth, the millions of people, and depth, how we are all in America, to one degree or another, a mass citizen of a mass culture. The 20th century had the shape and tenor it did in large measure because of the ideas and practices started by Bernays. Next to him, Brecht was a piker, Beckett a mumbler, Albee a chatterer, and the rest of us just journeyman scribblers. You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao.